All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, here's another story that you just wonder why it doesn't happen more. It's never been a good idea, and this kind of shows why. California shop owner fires at thieves, hitting girl waiting for Easter bunny at the mall. The Southern California shoe store owner fled the state and was arrested in Nevada. The girl was left with 3 gunshot wounds. Well, so what happened? A Southern California shoe store owner opened fire at 2 shoplifters. Well, what did the shoplifters do? Well, they were stealing a pair of tennis shoes. So I don't know, you know, I'm not a shop store owner, and I don't know if somebody's stealing a pair of tennis shoes rises to such a crime that myself as an owner should take my gun and randomly shoot at somebody from stealing a pair of tennis shoes. To me, that makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, I'm sure, you know, people who run businesses have insurance. And I'm not saying that justifying somebody from stealing a pair of tennis shoes. But should that be a death knell? Should somebody then, because, you know, they're stealing something out of your store, does it make sense that the shop owner then should be allowed to fire randomly at someone for stealing a pair of tennis shoes? Should death be the punishment for somebody stealing from your store? 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789 is the number. I think there's just something wrong with that kind of policy. You know, I remember when all of the arguments about, you know, people who own stores and all of those kinds of things protecting their businesses. You know, I understand if somebody would come in and stick a gun in someone's face and threaten to rob them, and now you someone's threatening your life and you have a gun and you retaliate to that, you know, I don't get that, because I don't get it that once the person has stuck the gun in your face and demands whatever it is they demand from you, I don't think that whatever it is you have in your store, be it money or whatever it is, it's worth the risk of you losing your life. So I don't know what that is. I don't know where you would draw the line on that. But to me, whatever it is it, your life is more valuable than that. But in this instance, this owner of this store saw somebody steal a pair of tennis shoes. He pulls out his gun and fires randomly at the thief. And he hits a poor girl, 9-year-old, who's at, you know, across the street from his store. He hits her 3 times. For what? Well, the guy stole a pair of my tennis shoes. Something is seriously wrong with our way of thinking in this country. If you don't think that that was, you know, something that needs to be looked at, if the proprietors in this country are so concerned about somebody stealing, you know, what they have in their stores, was it about the tennis shoes? Or was it about the fact that the owner was concerned that somebody took something from him? It certainly was not about the price of a pair of tennis shoes. And it certainly did not make any sense for him to fire randomly to try to basically kill somebody for stealing a pair of tennis shoes. For heaven's sakes, they're things. Things can be replaced. And when he realized that he had shot this little girl three times, he then fled. I bet you if you ask him, because they found they got him, if you asked him if he thought now that it was a good idea that he shot at this guy for stealing a pair of tennis shoes, that it was the right thing to do, he would definitely tell you, no, it was crazy. Well, what did he do? Well, he stole a pair of my tennis shoes. I don't understand that way of thinking. You know, people may say, well, it's because you don't own a business, Earl, and you don't understand what it's like for people to steal from you. No, I don't. But that's part of the risk of being in business. And the answer can't always be taking measures into your own hands. You know, if you're a proprietor and you enjoy what you're doing and you've done it for some time and it's beneficial and you're making money and all those different things, people aren't in business if they're not making money. So somewhere along the line, it's working for you. Why would you run the risk of losing all of that because somebody stole something from you? Look, you're not going to stop people from stealing. People who don't have, you know, I'm not justifying any of those things, but people who don't have, is not surprising that they're going to do that. It's just not. Not only that, he missed the person he was, you know, shooting at. All his shots, all three shots, he was a poor shot. He's got a gun. And as I've heard from many who own guns and who go to shooting ranges to practice, many people who own guns don't ever go to the shooting range and they don't practice. So the first time they get a chance to, you know, fire, they don't have any idea what they're doing. So this young girl was hit three times and, you know, she didn't lose her life, thankfully. But, you know, she was shot three times. I just think that the whole idea of this is crazy. And the fact that we're not going to have, you know, whether this happens anywhere else, you know, we'll soon find out. But this is craziness. You know, nobody should die for things. You know, nobody. So this guy, again, Sam, who do we have on the line?
Eric from Tosa is calling in.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Earl. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, am I wrong?
Oh, the shooting, we know cops miss a lot of shots. And nobody is, very few people are properly trained in handguns. And again, this is, yeah, it's the materialistic world taking over for the humanistic world.
I mean, that's it in a nutshell, man. So somebody stole
a pair. And the fact that someone is armed in their shopping center to begin with, when there are security guards, I imagine, working in the shopping center, and however the case may be. And I'm sure you've seen that, and I'm slipping right now, maybe Alabama or Georgia. Georgia just passed a law where you don't even have to have a permit or
yeah.
a license to have a gun.
Well, but that's going to happen in our state, too. Because those kind of laws.
If Mr. Evers loses, if Governor Evers isn't governor for sure, and this is it's terribly, terribly, what's the word, cynical to look at. But the way the Republicans are moving, they're preparing for some sort of a civil war.
So
why else would they have all their followers? This is specifically aimed at their followers being able to be armed at any time of the day without having to be licensed or background checked.
So you think about this.
How else can you see this?
So you think about this. This guy is now being held under $1 million bail. because he had a gun. Somebody stole a pair of tennis shoes. His reaction was that they stole something from me. What can a pair of tennis shoes be worth? And his reaction was to just, you know, grab his gun and shoot. So what if he, you know, had hit the robber and killed the robber? He's still going to be charged with murder.
Then it's a lynching. I mean, and I'm not saying lynching by color, but the fact that it, what do they call it? Outside of justice, you know. What's the word?
So let me get to
vigilantism.
Let me get to the broader point of what you were saying. The reason, and you just pointed out that so many Republicans are looking to arm in all of these guns that have saturated our country, and more guns are being pushed, is because, that there's a belief that at some point in time, as there's been, has been now for the better part of, 100 years, a pending impending race riot that is foolhardy to even think about, because it's never going to happen. And so it's why people have armed themselves to the T. I always talk about a story when I was a young man and a guy that I worked with who lived in West Bend, and we worked in Milwaukee. And the guy told me he had 40 guns and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. And I said to him, man, why would you have 40 guns and 10,000 rounds of ammunition? And he said, well, if somebody comes to my house, they're going to be surprised. And I'm like, how crazy is that, man? What is going on in this country? The easy accessibility to guns and ammunition. In this society.
Well, and Earl, let me say, and real quickly, I called for a completely different reason. I called to respond to CJ, but I'll say this, what the right wing and the white Americans and angry white men and stuff like that don't realize is if you look at the Civil War, it was white people killing white people primarily.
Hey, listen, hang on. Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.